Okay, but this week's parasha, we know it's Parashas Shemini. It's also Parashas Parah. It's the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And very, very special times. We have a celebration today in this room, Baruch Hashem, a celebration of seeing my father and son of Maseches Demai, Baruch Hashem, and we have the celebration of Zman. We had a hyped up Nashim Nigin today, Baruch Hashem, for the boys, because it's a great opportunity to celebrate a very, very special Zman. Not a simple Zman, a long Zman, a Zman with two Adars. Baruch Hashem, a Zman of beautiful learning and growth. And everything is bashkacha. Everything is you know, happens because Hashem decrees it to happen. This week, as we all experienced, Klal Yisrael is in Avelis. The whole Jewish people is in Avelis of Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal. And I thought it would be appropriate to kind of wrap up our Zman a little bit. We still have Shira on Sunday and Monday, Rabosai. But just the last parasha was of the Zman. I thought it would be appropriate a little bit to reflect a little bit on what we lost in Reb Chaim. And the truth be told, it's very relevant to our Zman. As you'll soon see, very relevant to our lives, what we're celebrating today. It's really the exact same thing. But I want to begin with an idea from the parasha. Two midrashim, a very nice idea from the Netziv, and then we'll try to bring it home to our lives. Ezra Hashem. The pasuk begins by Yibayom Hashmini on the eighth day, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kara Moshe after the days of the Miluim of getting the Mishkan ready for its actual service. Moshe calls LaAaron uLevana to Aaron and the sons uLezikne Yisrael, and he calls the Zikanim, the elders also. What's the Zikanim, and what's the purpose over here? So the Medrash on this week's parasha has a very, very special comment. It says the Medrash, Zikne Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says in the Medrash, Nimshalu Yisrael la'of, the Jews are compared to a bird. Ma ha'of hazeh eno poreach polo kenafayim. Just as a bird can't fly without its wings. You cut off a bird's wings, God forbid, the bird can't fly. Birds need wings to fly. As we know, Kach Yisrael ein yicholim lasos davar chutz mizikneim. So too the Jewish people can't do anything without their zikanim. And therefore, says the Medrash, why are the zikanim called in over here? Because the zikanim can do nothing without, Kach Yisrael can do nothing without the zikanim. Just like a bird can't fly without its zikanim. An obvious question on this Medrash is, what's the idea, why the wings? What's the idea of flying? Why are we picking this imagery? Talk about the Jewish people and talk about the Zakenim of the Jewish people. And there are many answers to this question. Many commentaries try to explain this. I wanted to suggest maybe one or two ideas to explain this Medrash. Number one is that birds are on the ground. But when a bird flies, a bird goes high and high and higher and higher. And a boss like Klal Yisrael also has the ability to go high and high and high and high, and to fly, to be the highest of heights, to reach the ultimate in Kedusha, and in its ability to inspire the world, and its ability to influence the world, and the ability to bring about Hashem's name in the world. That's the imagery of the bird who flies. But we can't forget, my friends, what gives us the koch to fly. Where is that strength to fly from? Says the Medrash. We're the bird. Klal Yisrael is the bird. And we fly. We grow. We elevate ourselves to a high place. And where does that come from? Where does the koach come from? And the answer is, we can never, ever forget that the strength, the energy, the power of Klal Yisrael comes from the Zikanim. And who are these Zikanim? It doesn't just mean old people. We're going to learn in the Kiddushin soon. We learned it already in Bekiah. So after Pesach, we'll learn it more Be'ian. The Gemara talks about Zaken Hashmai. Zaken Hashmai is a regular guy that plays dominoes in the street. He's not really a very, very chash. We're talking about the Zakenim. Chazal, what's the Zaken? Zeshakana Chachma. What's the real engine behind the bird flying? What's the energy which powers and brings the bird of Klal Yisrael to its heights? It's the Torah, which is at the core of the Zakenim. It's not just an old person, it's people that spend their entire lives, day and night, year after year, decade after decade, for almost an entire century, learning Torah Lishma. That's the energy. That's the power. That's where Klal Yisrael has the ability to take off. There's another medrash in Parsha Shmos, also talks about the Zekanim. Lech v'asavta zikne Yisrael, this is in Perek Gimel, Os Ches in Shmos. Lo'olam zikneim ma'amidin es Yisrael, the Zekanim are the ones that hold up the Jewish people. Why is that? The medrash says, Shekol mi shenotel itzam in ha-zekanim, anyone that asks advice from the Zekanim doesn't mess up. Besides the Torah that Rav Chaim learned incessantly, non-stop, for his whole life. He was also a haven, an address for so much advice. How much advice was given, how much support, how much chizik, how many buhas, how many bracha v'atzlachas. I remember the good old days when it wasn't buah, it was bracha v'atzlacha. Then I remember it changed to buah. How many buhas, how much support, how much advice. What kind of advice? Just regular advice? I'd have to go to Bnei Brak, Machol Rashbam number 10 for advice. Why don't you just ask someone else? No. Because back to the bird mashal. When the bird flies high, what does the bird see? The bird sees a different perspective. It's called the bird's eye view. Why? Because what we see down here, we only see a limited perspective. But when your eyes are Torah eyes, and when your eyes are the eyes of a bird that sees from a distance, the wings that bring the bird up high to be able to have a different perspective, you know what? Your bracha is a different bracha. And your tefillah is a different tefillah. And your etzah, your advice, is a different etzah. It's a whole different world. This is a drop in the bucket, Rabbi Osai, of what we lost when the Klal Yisrael unfortunately lost Reb Chaim last Friday, right before Shabbos on Shushan Purim. To understand the magnitude of what we lost, we can't understand the magnitude of what we lost. But just understand what we can understand is where it came from. What was this Zakin? Who was this Gadol Hador? He was a person who was just Torah at his core, at his essence, at his core. Why specifically now are the Zekanim called on in our parasha, and then I'll bring this home to our lives, Bez Hashem. Why are the Zekanim called now? So the Netziv, in his opening commentary on Parshas Shmini, mentions his opening words are Zeknei Yisrael, and it says a beautiful idea. What was the idea? The idea is, because, let's just gather, where are we in the history of Klal Yisrael? We had Mitzrayim, we left Mitzrayim. We came to Sinai, we got the Torah. Says the Netziv, you know what? We got the Torah, but it still wasn't perfect. You know why? Because a wedding day is a very busy day, and as exciting as the Chasan and Kala are, until things settle, so there's still, it's not, you're not there yet. Ah, they're married, and they're settled, and the Shechina rests in the home. That's a different level of Simcha. Says the Netziv, that's what happened over here. We had our Sinai. We had Tzitzis Mitzrayim. We had our Sinai. We had the Mishkan. The Mishkan finally comes. What do? We give honor to the Zekanim. We say, Zekanim, we now have the Shechina coming to Eretz Yisrael. We recognize how much of a fundamental and essential role you have in bringing the Shechina into Klal Yisrael. That's the Netziv's opening idea in this expression. That's why the Zekanim are called upon right now, to be there to honor and to give grace to the tremendous occasion of the induction of the Mishkan. Rabosai, what does that do with me? Rav Chaim was a big giant, huge giant. What does that do with me? I'm going to tell you something right now that I think you'll appreciate much more now than you appreciated 6 months ago, 8 months ago, 6 months ago when this man started, 8 months ago when you came to Eretz Yisrael for the beginning of the year. And I'll give you each a bracha, Birchas Hedyo, and Eretz Hashem, many years down the road now, you'll appreciate this much more. Torah, when a person learns Torah, it impacts and changes who we are. Torah, not only it's a mitzvah called Talmud Torah, Torah, in a way that we can't even fully grasp as it's happening, changes a person, refines a person, and makes a person a different individual. I look around this room right now, and it's not the end of the year. And at the end of this month, we still have 2 days left, Sunday and Monday, Rosh Hashem. Tuesday, for those that don't go to Poland, also be here on Tuesday, also Rosh Hashem. Shout out. Hopefully we'll have Shira on Tuesday too. I look around this room with ease, with no exceptions, bar none. Not even one exception. Oh, you know, every single person in this room, and the guys that are not here right now, also those, whatever, for whatever reason, aren't joining us today, you see on your faces, Abosa, you see on your faces, you see in your personalities, you see who you are, that the Torah that you've been learning, that we've been learning together, has impacted us. In the way that we talk, in the way that we interact, in our appreciation for learning. Who would have thought that you could leave your phone in here, not just for a shir, but for a seder? Who would have thought you could sit for 2 hours, 3 hours, and it's not about the challenge, not the challenge? Who would have thought, yeah, before I got it, I could sit with a Gemara or with a Sefer for hours at a time and not be distracted? Who would have thought that? I don't know, I wouldn't have thought it. But there are guys texting me, can I do a challenge now? Can I do a challenge now? Is it okay to do a challenge now? Beautiful. Kol HaKavod. You know what this says? This says that the Torah that you do, the Torah that we learn, the Torah that we engage in, makes us different. How different? How far can it go? We saw this week, and we're going to hear many, many more stories about Reb Chaim. That's maybe as high as a person could go in this world. Probably is Reb Chaim, is my guess. I don't know if we're going to have another Reb Chaim, or we're going to touch in our lifetimes. Ah, there's a second Reb Chaim. I don't know if such a person is out there that could touch where Reb Chaim was, touches his greatness in every area, his greatness in learning, his greatness in chesed, his greatness in so many areas. But the point of this idea is not to make us feel like, okay, that's nice, but what does it do with me? The point is to show us that as Reb Chaim was a piece of Torah, a Sefer Torah, I saw in one of the magazines, I think it was Mishpacha magazine, I think that the cover of Mishpacha magazine this week reads, a borrowed Sefer Torah. Like that's what Reb Chaim was. There's a picture of Reb Chaim, a borrowed Sefer Torah, meaning like we had a chance to borrow the Sefer Torah that was lent to us for the last 94 years while Reb Chaim was here. Are any of us going to reach Reb Chaim's level of learning? I hope so. I give you a bracha also. Halavai, Mitzvah Hashem. But you know what? That's not our job. Our job is not to be Reb Chaim. Our job is to engage and to learn as much as we can. And to let the Torah into our system as much as we can. And to try to think along the lines of the way Torah and a Ben Torah thinks. And to look at the world through Torah eyes as much as we can. And to understand that Torah and Hashem are one. And Torah and Hashem's people are one. And the more we connect to the Torah, the more we connect to Hashem. And the more we connect to the Torah, the more we connect to Hashem's people. I want to be a great Jew. I want to love all Jews. How did Reb Chaim have such avas Yisrael? Where did it come from? Where does love of every single Jew come from? I read a story last night. I'll end with this. I read a story last night of a guy who was 18 years old. He was planning on going to America and leaving the fold of Yiddishkeit. And his Rebbe, Hail Mary, he said, you know, just before you go, go to Reb Chaim. He quoted this Medrash. The Medrash says, you know, if you get advice from the Zakenim, you never lose out. And he said, which rabbi should I go to? Go to Reb Chaim. He went to Reb Chaim and said, I bought a one-way ticket. I'm going to America. I had enough. The system's not working for me. I'm out. Reb Chaim said, you know what? I'll make you a deal. From now on, I'm your father. I'm your father. Whenever you have success, you come to me. Whenever you have trouble, you come to me. I live in Bnei Brak. Here's my address. Whenever people are waiting, come to me. I'm your father from now on. The guy said, hey, not a bad deal. I'll try it out. Reb Chaim is my dad. That's pretty cool. And Reb Chaim became his father, mamish. He had problems in yeshiva. Came to Reb Chaim. He made a siyum. Reb Chaim made him a siyum. Whenever he was dating, I read the story. It's a true story. He was dating. He needed to discuss the date with Reb Chaim. Imagine Reb Chaim as he saw his schedule. Yeah, please come. Let's talk. And he spoke about his date. Yeah, this one, yes. This one, no. He got married. Reb Chaim came to his wedding. He made Sheva Brachos for this person. And Baruch Hashem, not only is he from, he's an upstanding Ben Torah nowadays. Why? Where did he have that Avas Yisrael for? Where did it come from? It came from his connection to the Torah. So it's all here. It's all in front of us. It's not like, let's compartmentalize, you know? There's Chesed, there's Torah, there's Am Yisrael. No, it's all here. His love for Hashem, his love for Klal Yisrael, his love for Torah, all came from his connection to the Torah, which is one with Hashem and one with Klal Yisrael. So Rabosai, we've tasted it. We tasted good poppers today. Shkoyach, good poppers. We tasted good Zezi sauce today. Good, Baruch Hashem. We've tasted, Baruch Hashem, a beautiful Zman of learning, and this is hopefully just the beginning. I give us a bracha, Rabosai, Rishim Zokah, to taste and to ingest and to imbibe and to have it become part of us. More Torah, more Chesed, more Avas Yisrael. Rishim Zokah, each one of us in our way to become the greatest B'nai Torah that we could possibly be. Amen. Wonderful Shabbos, Abosai.